Welcome back to another episode of the Business of Beautiful Spaces. A little housekeeping before we get started today. So for months, we have been offering a freebie in our show notes. It's our welcome guide. The welcome guide will provide you with a template that is made in Canva, as well as a PDF template worksheet that shows you basically where to implement your logo, your information, or your own photos. You are welcome to use the photos that are in the welcome guide currently in the template from Canva, or you can put in your own. Now, why I'm reminding you of this is it's been available for quite a while, and I know that I'm also that person where it's like, oh, I'll get to that. Well, if you haven't gotten to it, I'm going to tell you to do it quickly because we're going to be taking it away to make room for something super fabulous. And I hope that you will enjoy it just as much because I know the welcome guide has been super popular. But if you haven't done it, now's the time to snag it. So head on over to the show notes, click the link, sign up with your email, and we will fire you that template right into your inbox and you can get started using it ASAP. With that, let's get started with the Business of Beautiful Spaces. Welcome to the Business of Beautiful Spaces. I'm your host, Laura Thornton, Principal of Thornton Design. I'm beyond thrilled to bring you this podcast where I am going to share over 25 years of experience in the interior design industry. As an experienced interior designer, I understand the challenges of running a successful business while also creating beautiful and functional spaces for our clients. Throughout my career, I've worked closely with trades and other professionals to bring my clients' vision to life. And along the way, I've learned a thing or two about balancing that creativity and practicality while running a business. In this podcast, I aim to share my knowledge, my insight with you, other designers, covering all the aspects of the interior design industry, from the creative process to the business side of things, from selecting the right materials to managing budgets and timelines. I am going to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned over the years to help you run a successful interior design business. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting out in this industry, this podcast will be for you. I'm looking forward to sharing my experience with you, answering your questions, and helping you navigate the exciting world of interior design. So let's get started on the business of beautiful spaces and explore the art of creating beautiful and functional spaces while running a successful business. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Business of Beautiful Spaces. Today, I want to talk about elevating your client experience and ways in which you can do that. Interior design is something that's very detail-oriented and it is a luxury service. And so I do think that by elevating your experience or your client's experience, that should be a reflection of the service and the type of business that you want to run. We do have a interior design business that is thoughtful and comprehensive in our approach, and I think that spans in various stages of the design process, allowing us opportunities along the way to elevate our process and our communication with our clients. So at Thornton Design, our journey begins with the initial contact where we either get a phone call or an email or a referral, and we then will set a tone with that client by setting up a 2-hour flat rate consultation. Now, prior to that, we will send our client a welcome guide when they first reach out. We do send that document that we have shared with all of you on our, if you go into the show notes, there is a link and it's there. And I know I mentioned earlier when this podcast started that be quick because it's going to be gone in the next couple of weeks. We're going to make room for something newer and more fabulous that hopefully will help all of you out. But basically, it just sets a tone with a warm welcome and shows you who you're talking to and who has what role in our business and how we operate. And it goes into more detail about our process. So it's basically like a little synopsis, if you haven't already looked through it, of what they can expect at our office. So that also would be accompanied with a templated email. That way we have set a tone. It's consistent with every client. It's exciting kind of verbiage along with being very professional. But by having templated emails, it allows us to have very cohesive vibe throughout our entire process with our client, and also so that anyone in the office now can grab that templated email, change the names, and send it out. And it allows for a flawless, seamless, effortless sequence to go along with this. Or let's say I'm not in the office, I could very easily say to someone here, hey, can you please go in, grab that, put that through my email and send it out as if they were me, and I'm not worried about how the verbiage is going to sound on the other end. So we definitely enjoy setting that tone. We definitely feel like it is a good intro to our business, and by having it templated, we know that it's consistently. So this initial interaction lays the groundwork for that fruitful partnership that we're hoping to build on with clear expectations on both our end and the client's end, and that mutual respect. So at the design process, and as that starts building, and we've now done the consultation, after the consultation, what we do is we come back to our office, and I have printed and had made embossed black cardstock and matching envelopes that then I take a gold pen to, and I write a handwritten note of thanking them for allowing me into their home and or the time they spent with me on the Zoom call to review their design needs. And it's just a brief thank you note, quite small, typical thank you size card. And I think that is something that's really nice to get in the mail, and it sets a tone with our level of professionalism along with the caliber of product that we produce by having this embossed, custom-made card. Now, I know that's not for everybody, but for me, I think that is special, then a little more special rather than just getting an email. Still nice to send an email that says thank you, of course, but I think this personal touch just sets a tone for the type of business that we are. So we also use those cards if we send out any, thank yous to clients who have referred us. We also pass along usually a gift card from somewhere that we know that client or person in our lives enjoys. So we do have multiple purposes for those cards. So another little sidebar. So after that consultation, we do send that expressing gratitude opportunity through that card. And then along with that would come down the road our quote that we would send, things like that. Now, the gesture of appreciation with that high quality stationery is just to convey our genuine gratitude for giving us the opportunity and giving us the time to get to know us, with the hope that they will become a client in our pipeline. So once they do become a client in our pipeline, we actually have quite a few client PDFs. And I know I've gone over them, quite a few of them actually, in this podcast. I don't know why I'm having this thing where something is stuck in my throat and it's very distracting. And of course, it's coming up right when I'm trying to do this podcast with you. So I apologize. I hate to do that when I'm talking to you, but I had to clear my throat. And, I'm not an edit kind of gal. I am like, here, we're doing it. We're rolling. And I'm trying to sound professional. But meanwhile, something is literally choking and tickling my throat. So apologies for that. Now we're back on track. So we have, after the consultation stage, and we've sent this nice little letter, now we have a bit of gratitude, the thank yous. And now we're going to send you more about us with a PDF that's forward facing for our clients that has a what to expect document. And from there, we also, if they're doing a renovation, we have a renovation document that faces them so that they can read about what they can expect from us and from the reno, and just setting a tone all the way along of things that they can expect. I really feel like the communication between us and our clients is paramount. If they have to guess about what's happening next, we haven't done our job really well, or they might have just not read the papers that we have supplied or the PDFs that we had supplied. And you know that happens. And so you don't mind repeating yourself, but at least you've made it that it was in their hands. It was something that they could have read, and you can reference it so that they realize, maybe I should read this document that Laura and her team have sent over so that I'm not asking her questions yet again that have been answered and I just didn't read it. So during that consultation, I will prep and say, if we decide to move forward and working together, you can expect X, Y, and Z so that they know what is coming. That elevating you, elevating your business, and that clear, open communication. So in addition to that, what we like to do is, as we're getting to know our clients and we're learning more about them throughout the design process, or whether it's a renovation, we take note of any important dates such as birthdays, anniversaries, any cultural celebrations within the client's family. And by recognizing and commemorating these in our, like, we basically put it into our calendars, any dates that we get. And then when those come up year after year, we send them an email and wishing them a happy birthday or a happy anniversary, or if they're like, if they celebrate St. Patrick's Day or Ramadan, whatever it is, we like to send a little reminder that we know that this is a special time for them and we're thinking of them here at Thurton Design. So not only are we thinking about them, but they can keep thinking about us. And then maybe it'll trigger, you know what, we need to call Laura and her team. We need to get X, Y, and Z done in the house, so, or the office, whatever it is. So we like to do that by recognizing and commemorating these occasions. It demonstrates our genuine interest in their life because we've done something with them probably in the past, and working stepping on anyone's home is super intimate. And so we've become part of a family for a long time with, you know, 9 months to a year a lot of the time, if not more. And so it goes beyond just that scope of that project. And by personalizing these messages or even small gifts, if you rather do that, it enforces that connection, fostering the sense of warmth and camaraderie that we had built over the time that we were working on their space or their home, whatever the case may be. Also throughout the project, oh, there's an alarm. Sorry. Oh my God, we're full of disruptions today. So throughout the project too, what we do is we like to bring gifts to our clients if there is holidays happening. If it's Easter, which is coming up shortly here for us, I would be sure if they have children to come with some goodies from the Easter Bunny at Thornton Design, or you know, maybe some flowers, hydrangeas, something along that line. Halloween, we like to bring personalized pumpkins. We like to make note of whatever holiday we have displaced this family out of their home in hopes of making their holidays a little more special. And it doesn't have to be a super expensive item. It's just something that we know we're thinking of you, and it's the holidays. And so we like to show up with small items that can make somebody's day a little bit brighter. In addition to that, if it is the holidays, like if it's holiday season, December, January, we do go a bit more above and beyond. Plus, we include all our past clients for the year, and sometimes clients who have been with us for numerous years. But there is a whole podcast on that, so go ahead and listen to that separately. But we do like to have little personalized gifts along the way that make it a little more special between us and our clients. Anyway, so moving forward from there, also thought that we could touch on what we do after. And I know I have a podcast on this too, the end of project gifts and things like that. You know, that tends to be a bigger ticket item and obviously is scalable with the size of the project. And so sometimes it'll be something that was in our original scope of work and budget took over, and they started to tweak a little bit of the finishes and things at the end. And so what we might do is say, you know what, we know they really wanted that piece of art and we know it'll really make the room complete. Why don't we grab that? And on install day, we'll put a little bow on it and make it that was our gift to them and their design. And that has gone over really, really well. And in addition, we always bring a bottle of champagne, really good champagne or wine. If someone drinks wine, if they don't drink wine, we'll do something else. But we like to tweak it to the actual individual that we are working with. You know, we also have items in our studio at all times. We have personalized Yetis, we have personalized coffee cups, some soaps, lotions, and we're currently in the process of having a signature scented candle made with our logo very subtly on it. So it's not something that people don't want to put out when their company is there, but hopefully they fall in love with that over and over and over again and want another one. And they hire us again so that they can get another candle. But we're in the process of doing that. So we always do have things in-house that we can grab, or if we've put somebody out or something has happened on site, we can show up with something in our hands that, you know, a little peace offering, if you will, or something that can make somebody's day a little happier. Unfortunately, because we've been in business so long, we've seen it all. We've had deaths in families while we've been working with the family, like just things that, you know, are hard, and you want someone to know that you're thinking of them. And so we will bring these small tokens with us. You know, we also have personalized shirts, sweatshirts, winter toques, baseball hats that our teams wear when we're on install days, and clients have actually asked us for them before. So we have passed those items on as well. But any small thing that you want to pass along or, you know, make feel special, I think is really lovely. So it doesn't have to be a gift. It doesn't have to be something that is money related, but it definitely sets a tone for your business, for sure. So these are just small things that we do, project milestones. We might come up with something if we've displaced somebody, or we've asked permission to have a trade come in super early and we know that's their coffee, you know, relaxation time. Maybe we'll give them a gift card for Starbucks so they can run over and have a coffee on us somewhere else. Just small things that make a big difference. But the biggest thing for all of my clients is, it doesn't matter what stage we're at in your project, we always send an email on Thursdays with an update. And sometimes there is an update to be had for the, whether it's site or whether we're in design phase, but we send an update via email every Thursday. And sometimes it's just, things are going according to plan. I hope you have a great weekend. And sometimes you have to be the bearer of bad news and we have a hiccup and this is going to take us an extra 4 days. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's the nature of our game and of our work. And so I try to do that every Thursday. They know it's, I don't try. It does get done every Thursday. And then that they know that if they have a question and it wasn't answered in Thursday's email, they can get back to me and we can have that conversation. I used to do Fridays, but then I realized that then I was getting emails on Saturday and Sunday. This way it gives everybody the Friday. They can ask, I can answer, and everyone's going into the weekend feeling really, really fabulous. And so that's always the goal. You don't want someone festering or worrying all weekend long about something, or you have to worry about it all weekend long. You can actually get it looked at and taken care of, and then you can enjoy your weekend. But I think the key is always professionalism and consistency. So use those as goals to elevate your business and in ways in which you can elevate your client's experience with you and your business. And creating those memorable and enriching experiences means that A, it fosters a long-term relationship built on trust, respect, and exceptional service, but they are going to pass all of that on to their friends and family in hopes that you're going to end up with a referral. So I hope that this helps you. It's a short and sweet one today, but we will be back next week with more. Have a good one. Keep designing. Bye for now.